This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
One of the most critical hires that the CEO of an expansion stage company can make is the VP of sales. After all, it's the person who's responsible for driving the company's revenue. Yet more often than not, CEOs tend to make mistakes when selecting candidates for the role, often with devastating implications for the company. Lee Saltz is a leading sales management strategist and talent management expert who knows a thing or two about how to hire a great VP of sales and what mistakes not to make. Years ago, when he applied for a VP of sales role at a mid-sized firm, he remembers being asked how much revenue he could drive for the company that year. At first, Lee thought it was a trick question or maybe even a joke. Here's Lee explaining his reaction.
I was shocked. So here I am interviewing for a VP of sales position, and I get this wide-eyed look from the CEO as he's asking me how much revenue I'm going to drive for the company, as if I'm a senior salesperson, not a sales management executive.
The question forced Lee to ask a series of his own questions about the CEO's vision for the company's sales organization. When the CEO couldn't answer any of them, it raised a lot of red flags for Lee, and ultimately he stopped pursuing the job.
Well, in an instant, I knew that this wasn't the right fit for me, because my expertise was building sales organizations as opposed to being an individual contributor.
I'm Kevin Kane, and this week's LabCast, I'm joined by sales expert Lee Saltz to talk about the right way to recruit a VP of sales. Hey, Lee. Thanks so much for joining me on LabCast today. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A little chilly here in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly here in Boston. I think the high was 3 degrees when I woke up this morning.
Oh, we take three. We were minus 10.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I could deal with that. So, you know, we're talking today about what it means to hire a VP of sales. And I guess the first place to start with that conversation really is what that job title even means. I mean, I think you would agree that there are a lot of different sales titles out there, and there's probably some confusion about what a VP of sales here means is, you know, maybe different at a different organization. What's your take on what that role actually is?
Yeah, and that is one of the issues with the sales and sales management profession is there's a myriad of titles that are tossed about, but they don't necessarily correspond to role and responsibilities. And so, for example, there are individual revenue contributors, salespeople, that carry vice president sales titles. There are managers in companies that carry just a sales manager title, and they're really responsible for the entire spectrum of developing strategy and hiring plans and onboarding plans. And then there are people that have vice president sales titles that have very limited responsibilities. So the title vice president of sales, when I hear that, that in itself doesn't tell me anything. There's follow-up questions there to really understand what the scope of the role really is.
So if you're in a position where you're a CEO looking to hire a VP of sales or, you know, the recruiting head or whatever it may be, you know, obviously there's going to be different areas you're looking for. But before we get to that, you know, how do you craft a job description that's going to get someone with the right skill set?
Yeah, and when CEOs call me and they say, you know, we're looking at hiring a vice president of sales, my first question is, why are you hiring a vice president of sales?
Yep.
I'm challenging them on why they picked that title as opposed to director of sales or sales manager or in some cases sales representative. And really understanding what's behind that.
And what's the right answer there?
It's aligning the scope and the responsibilities with the job title.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, there's this thought that you take an individual revenue contributor, salesperson, and give them a vice president title. Call them vice president of sales in lieu of compensation. So you make the role more attractive by what you call it. And that brings with it a series of issues. Number one, it's a public-facing title. So here this salesperson is. They walk into a prospect or even a client meeting, hand over their business card that says vice president of sales. Well, the person at the other side of the desk has now an expectation of decision-making. Hey, this is a VP in front of me. Great, this person can affect service scope, pricing considerations, etc. So that gets really, really hairy. The other side of the equation for the salesperson, again, they're staring at a business card that says vice president. So in their mind, that leads them to think that they have certain decision-making abilities. I've seen certain situations where salespeople, because they had that VP title, thought they had flexibility in pricing because they saw themselves as an executive. So it really does require some care on the CEO's part in saying, you know what, this is the title we're going to go forward with. There are some organizations who have never had a vice president of sales, meaning a sales leader. And so let's say, for example, this is the first foray for the company to go from having a series of salespeople that report directly to the CEO, and the first hire they're going to make is a vice president of sales. And my question back to them is, why start at VP? Why not start at sales manager? Yeah. Right? I didn't say anything about compensation. And the reason is that gives you the flexibility to, A, hire people on top of that role if necessary, or show career or promotional path for the individual that you bring on.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Hard to go backwards, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I can imagine so. So, you know, let's fast forward a little bit and assume that the CEO or the company knows that they need a VP of sale, or maybe it's a sales manager, and so they're going to go out and actually start looking for that candidate. What are the types of qualities and qualifications they should be looking for?
Well, there's two buckets that I look at, two keys, if you will, when we talk about that sales leadership role. And one is sales leadership, and one is sales management. And those are often used as synonyms, but I don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. In my mind, sales management, that side develops the strategy, the process, the metrics. The sales leadership side motivates and inspires these salespeople to follow the developed strategy, process, and metrics. And so if you have a sales manager who's not adept at the leadership side, it'll look great on paper, but nothing gets executed.
Right.
Also have issues if you have someone who is that great rah-rah person, that leadership guy, that doesn't put in place that process, because then you're not going to get consistent results from the sales team.
Yeah, and I definitely want to dig into both those points a bit more deeply. But before we do, you know, in your view and your experience, how often do you think companies are mishiring when they hire for a VP of sales?
I couldn't put a percentage on it, but from the conversations I have with clients, it's more often than not.
And what are the ramifications of that?
Turnover, for starters, and turnover not just in that sales management seat, but the salespeople.
Right.
So, and then the big picture is you have both top line and bottom line impact, because obviously if you've got the wrong person in that seat, there's revenue ramifications that translates to cost ramifications. So both top and bottom line get hit.
Right. So it's obviously a very critical hire for any organization. You want to get it right. So
absolutely.
So let's go back to these two buckets of characteristics, the sales leadership and the sales management. Can we kind of dissect that a bit further and get into the details?
Sure.
So why don't we start with sales leadership?
Actually, we should really start on the sales management side.
Okay. Why don't you lead us through that and kind of give me your thought process and how you typically would coach a CEO on this?
Yeah, and that's, again, a moment of pause for the CEO to say, what do we really have in place? For example, there will be CEOs that at their core, they're salespeople. They know exactly what they want salespeople to do, what the process should be, and they're looking for someone to execute. That's all they're looking for them to do, no innovation. And again, coming back to my days as a sales management executive, when a recruiter would call me and say, here's an opportunity, they've got it all figured out, they're just looking for someone to execute someone else's plan. That wasn't me. Didn't matter what dollar amount was associated with the role. That wasn't going to get me fired up in the morning. And so when you're looking at the sales management piece, one of the things the CEO has to determine is what domain they're going to keep and what domain they're going to pass over to this individual that's coming in. Many years ago, I interviewed for a position, and I remember the CEO looked at me and he said, you know, I could sell ice to an Eskimo, but I can't build a sales organization. Mm-hmm. And my approach to selling and what I'm able to do, I know is not replicable by other salespeople. And so he and I got along famously because my core expertise was building a sales organization, which was defining what that process is the salespeople should be following. What are the metrics of that process that tell us that this salesperson is going to be successful? What's that compensation look like that supports that process and those metrics? A lot of times I get calls from CEOs wanting to talk about compensation as if it's a standalone, and it's not. It's a puzzle piece of an overall sales system or sales management system, because the compensation is meant to drive certain behaviors with your salespeople. And so if you don't have a documented process and you don't have those metrics, very hard to have a meaningful compensation discussion that's going to affect those. And so the management side really deals with process. So it's around hiring, it's around onboarding, it's the actual selling process that the sales folks would be involved in.
So let's do a hypothetical here. Let's say I've got a candidate in front of you right now. You only have a limited amount of time with him. What three questions would you ask that person about sales management to kind of assess whether or not they were qualified?
I couldn't tell you what those three are. My first step would be introspectively looking at my own organization, and the first question I'm asking myself is, what do I need? Where are the gaps? So, for example, if it's a company that says, you know what, we haven't figured out the hiring model. We haven't figured out the compensation model. But we have the selling strategy down. We've got that. That's not an issue. Then my interview questions would be around those areas where I need this individual to contribute. So I'd be looking for acumen in hiring in that case and in onboarding. And if compensation was an issue, I'd be trying to get underneath their expertise in putting together effective sales compensation plans. So there isn't a one size fits all. It really is figuring out what your organization in that moment in time, because that also changes based on where your company is in a growth cycle, the other executives you have on the team, the needs of that that sales leader could be very, very different.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let's shift gears now into the leadership side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your main criteria there? What are you looking for?
And again, looking at this moment in time, which is right now, there's a lot of economic crisis. A lot of people are suffering financially. And a lot of salespeople are not earning today what they made yesterday. And so there's a lot of stress in sales teams that have nothing to do with the company. It's personal baggage. So one of the things I would be looking for is how this individual can keep the salespeople focused on their responsibilities in the role, how they're going to inspire them to perform at optimal levels, knowing that maybe prospects don't have as big a budget as they used to. Maybe their earnings aren't as good. Maybe they have some of their own financial issues going on, and really keeping them fired up. So another aspect that I look at is their ability to put together programs and contests that make the job fun, as opposed to just whipping people, saying, do more, sell more, work harder, because obviously that's not inspirational.
No, not very inspirational at all. Are there any other factors that you would advise our listeners to consider when making this kind of hire?
It really does come back to having that introspective exercise. And I keep saying the CEO, really the executive team should sit down together and have a very frank conversation about the present state of affairs and what they really need. And forget the fact that this – you're not looking at this individual. If you're talking about someone to run a sales organization, you're not saying, gee, how much revenue is this person going to drive for us? I mean, that's off the table. It's can this individual take what we presently have and take our company to the next level, however that executive team has defined that next level, and talking about what they need. And sometimes they need to get some outside help, some facilitation help to put that scope together. And maybe even have some analysis done of their present sales organization. But sometimes they don't know what that need really is.
Right. Well, assuming they do have that understood, is there a specific way you would recommend that they identify good candidates? Do you recommend that people work with an outside agency? Do you recommend that they go to certain forums or sites? Or what's your typical advice there?
Well, let me tell you what I suggest that you don't do, which very common in sales when you talk about hiring salespeople is let's look at hiring from within the industry because, boy, that makes life easy. And that's a topic for another day. But when we're talking about these sales leadership roles, there's often that same perspective of we've got to bring someone in that has that industry perspective, that industry experience, and I'm completely opposed to that. I would rather find someone who has that sales management expertise, because I do see sales management as a profession, that is an expertise that someone brings to the table, whose experience is relevant to the company. It doesn't have to be from within the industry, but by their experiences in other industries, they can take those best practices that they've learned and apply them in your company. Whereas if you brought someone in from another company, you're just going to get the same thing that was done elsewhere. So it helps bring those fresh ideas into your company.
Well, that's really helpful, Lee. I really appreciate your time today. It was great talking to you again, and look forward to recording another podcast with you again soon.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.